My friends, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us tonight on the RBN Network. It's Eric with Gary and Chris. We've got a caller. I'm going to go right to the caller now. I'm not going to keep going. Sometimes I go on for a little too long. We make it right to our last caller. So, caller Frank, was it Frank in Winnipeg? Call back if you want, Frank. We're going to go to Tommy in Tennessee. I think we have somebody after that as well. So, Tom, how are you?
Hey, just fine. And yourself?
Good.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I heard a little static there. You never know about these phones. Got to check. I could say some things about what you were going on about there, but I wanted to pick up a little bit on my notes where I left off the other day, because it's quite interesting. When I saw it sometime back years ago, and it won't leave your mind how slick this stuff is about the fiction and how in the spirit realm, the unseen that we're dealing with here. But I see a great outcome for what you're talking about. Nonetheless, because the good, the light, the good people of the world, they're going to win out in the end. It's just a matter of fact, but they got to distract us because their time is about up. It's going to be a nice little roundup, and they're going to go off to dreamland, and we're going to get a chance to use our free will in the garden, so to speak. But anyway, our energy, we have an energy body, right? We're energy. And the system needs our charge capacity. And they gotta, you know, shoot some currency through us and create electrical charge so we will explode our energy that we have outside of ourselves into a fiction realm so it can, in a parasitic, vampiristic manner, suck all our energy up so we don't have it to use for ourselves. And that's what's, you know, essentially going on. And they scare us in order to accomplish that great feat with threats and all this duress they cause and this bombardment of all the negativity. So I think back to, you know, the 1933 bankruptcy to the British Crown. They pledged, FDR pledged every man, woman, and child and all the property the United States into this bankruptcy and took away the gold standard and backing the money, and so we got funny money and monopoly money, and so essentially, you cannot pay for anything. I know you know some of this. You cannot pay, I'm just going over it, pay for anything with a dollar bill and pay anything off. House Joint Resolution 192 for June 5th, 1933 says essentially that any obligation that requires payment shall be discharged dollar for dollar. So you cannot pay for anything, you can only discharge it. But when we reach in our pocket to pay for something, we're paying for it, you know, double and then a bunch more. So we're giving them a gift because everything was already paid for from that time on. And we, the people, are the creditors of the nation. We're not the debtors. And if that's the case, then why is it that if you're the creditor of this nation, the people, good faith and credit of the people, then why do you need good credit in order to get something? It's rhetorical. But when we're getting anything, it's already paid for. So you cannot reach in your pocket and pay for anything. You've got to discharge the obligation. They created the money, and they created the debt as well. So you got to live with it and live without it, or learn about it, that to get along with the system. And it's all about commerce and being able to, and not that there's any template or cookie cutter system, because they didn't give anybody the manual for the instructions on how to discharge the obligation. You got to figure that out, and how simple it is would blow your mind. You couldn't handle all that goodness. We couldn't. It's true. We're the sovereigns of the nation, of the world, of God, sovereigns of God, each of us. And we've got out of line on how to behave like this. The fiction entity is an entity. It cannot speak. And it needs our energy to work, and so it has to provoke a contract by a compelled performance through getting our voluntary consent to do this business. They cannot tell us in good faith the truth about what we're really getting into, and this is how we get all caught up. You can't totally get out of it. Got to try to back off, quit signing things. And
well, Chris, you got any thoughts on that, Chris? Chris, do you have any thoughts on that? Chris? Hello? Do we have Chris? I thought Chris, this is right up Chris's alley.
I'm here.
I lost Chris, you there? Do you have any thoughts on what... And what Tom's talking about sounds like some of your stuff that you're an expert in.
None whatsoever. I'll leave that one alone.
Okay. Tom, anything else?
Just go on here for a minute. We're considered functional illiterates, and they just appease us. The media appeases us with the idea of the Constitution, but it does not apply to the people. The Congress, the legislature, they took an oath. They're U.S. citizens. The name on a birth certificate is a U.S. citizen. And the fundamental question is always, in any case, the challenge of the subject matter of the jurisdiction. And it is incumbent upon he who asserts the claim, not upon he who denies it, to prove subject matter jurisdiction. And as I said before, you cannot win any case by being a defendant. And that's who they have to get, and the defendant is the last name. So... anyway, you've got to know how to do the business with them. It's simply nothing personal. It's just business. But while we're emotional, sensitive beings, and we love and we feel, we take it personal. But they aren't. They're soulless, and so that's why they you know do what they do. And so, but there is a way to bring in harmony. The sovereign has to bring into harmony to a lying situation to help them out of the situation they have found themselves in with you when you catch them in a lie. So to argue, that's how they work. You cannot argue with these people using their laws and stuff, because that's how they trap you. As soon as you start answering questions, it's over. You can always challenge the subject matter jurisdiction before, during, or after any case. They cannot prove you are a U.S. citizen and they weren't in a birthing room when you were born and know what your mother and father called you, what name you were given. And that's, so anyway, there's so much to this to make complicated simple. So if anybody is not your friend, your family, or your loved one, they're not your friend. They are coming to take notes out of your mouth so they can use it against you. And we are happy-go-lucky creatures. We like to socialize. We talk to people. We open our big mouths, and then people get to know us. And they said, "Oh yeah, yeah, you can sue." In our society where you can sue and be sued, you're not going to speak above your breath about your deeply held secrets and reveal. People going to reveal themselves and let you get to know them intimately, so that they can use it against you at a later date. If not now, maybe later. And so, while there's a lot of intellectual, very intelligent people, I've learned from and that are out here, people not gonna open themselves up because they're afraid of this fact that they can be sued. So you're not getting the truth and transparency right now, and the government is the exemplifying this in our lives. And so until there is transparency, there cannot be a new money system. And there cannot be a new money system when you have the truth criminalized and under systematized error, where you're automatically. Well,
let me get some feedback from Chris and Gary on that. What do you guys think about the new money system, the Bitcoin cryptocurrencies, and this big fad with all the new online? I think it's a bunch of complete scam and a really bad idea. What do you guys think, Chris?
I had to mute out there for a minute. I apologize.
Okay, what do you think about the online currencies like Bitcoin?
Well, I don't think it's a bad idea to have a modicum that you can afford to lose of your investment, perhaps in a cryptocurrency. However, I do caution it's a very dangerous world, because if it can be created with a keystroke, it can be made to disappear with a keystroke. And then the Coinbase just had a very serious attack by the IRS, wanting them to give up. I don't know that they had a warrant. They just asked them to do so, and these people want to bend over for this private foreign corporate mercenary group, the IRS, which is not American at all. It's all a bunch of foreign bankster gangsters that operate this criminal theft gang of usurious debt notes and their so-called currency, which they call dollars or dole liars, because they live off the dole by lying to us, telling that something is nothing.
Yeah, they're going to comply with whatever the banking establishment. I mean, even if it, let's assume that it, these Bitcoin outfits, whatever you call them, for each one individually, they're going to, even if they are independent, and I don't think so, I think these things were set up by the banking establishment as front corporations to try to get the head of the establishment henchmen. They think way far ahead and deep. They saw where this was going, and they got, I'm absolutely convinced that they got out ahead of this cryptocurrency thing. They're the ones behind Bitcoin. You're going to see full compliance with the Internal Revenue Service, Satanists. You're going to, which is nothing more than a hit squad for foreign bankers. You're going to see manipulation of the pricing, where it's going to spike and then crash, like the stock market. This stock market over 20,000 is insane. It doesn't reflect reality of where this economy is. Towns all over the country and in cities as well businesses boarded up one after another. I mean, look at just Detroit for an example. I know the little towns around upstate New York, same thing. No difference if you go down to Pennsylvania or down to the deep south, even worse. And then out west, it's few and far between because of all the land and, of course, the federal front people for the Vatican are grabbing up as much of that land as they can and putting it in a trust. That's why when Obama took that land, he said many shareholders think that, I think he said stakeholders. He used the word stakeholders. They both mean the same thing. That a wide variety of stakeholders agree that this land should be taken for eminent domain, blah, 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 put in a public trust, which is since the bankruptcy of 1933, which officially put us all our assets in the hands of our foreign creditors, that land isn't going to the federal government. It isn't going to any environmental, because it's going right in the hands of the Vatican, the globalists, and the Crown of England, and the royal families of Europe. The Prince of England. And the Vatican Bank, these are all the forces behind that own the trust that these land trusts are put in. So this is not, you know, federal. I mean, let's look at the whole enemy. The guys in England, some of them are over it on GCN are bitching about the Muslim invasion. Hey, that's the Queen that's behind that. I mean, I know what you can't talk about her because you're afraid you're going to get killed. Don't be a journalist. Screw it. Go do something else. Sell hot dogs on the corner. If you don't have the guts to come out and talk about the full enemy, the real enemy, the whole enemy, and nothing but the enemy, so help you God, you're denying, you're committing lies and deceit and really doing a huge disservice, helping to destroy the freedom movement by the omission of the full picture, the real enemies, the vicars, the archbishops, the power that the Vatican has at the behest of the Zionist financiers. I'll grant you that. I'm not saying they're the be-all and the end-all. That's one of their missions, is to distract people like us make people think it's all them. And it's not. It's them, and it's others as well. So that's one of their missions, is to take the eye off the Zionist bankers and the protocols of Zion. But if you look at, you'll see that those protocols, it's obvious that that's what all the under henchmen are putting into effect. So, yeah, Zionists, Illuminati at the top of the food chain, your royal families in the Vatican, and on down through the intelligence agencies, chief of which comes out of the Vatican, out of Rome with the Jesuits. I'm convinced that, I mean, after hearing Peter King and Bill Bennett, Leon Panetta, guys who are admitting it in public, Peter King was the classic example, and he is the worst, most devilish police state warmonger, national security state. He'd have you living. He's the closest thing to Joseph Stalin I've ever seen in this country. Peter King of Long Island, New York. Every crisis, you know, more police, more cameras, steal more money from the people, more rules, more regulations. So the police can beat somebody like Eric Garner to death for selling a cigarette on the subway because he didn't have a permit or a license to do it. Those NYPD pigs sound like a bunch of British troops to me. So I don't see how anybody could deny it. Did we have another caller that I'm neglecting? Mike, beep me again. Don't feel free to re-beep and let me know. Remind me if we have any callers online because I don't want to keep our callers waiting too long. But I want to thank Tom in Tennessee for his call. Made some interesting points there, and I think the cryptocurrency and the new money systems are a scam. I think they've been the big ones like Bitcoin have been put forth by the intelligence agencies that work for the bankers of the Federal Reserve to get out ahead of this is what they do. They get infiltrate and they get out ahead of movements. It happened to the National Liberty Alliance. Got infiltrated and taken over and co-opted as soon as it was started getting out of roll there, as soon as it started getting big. And what was another one? Go ahead, Chris.
I was going to say they have a lot of people out here that are waiting for a revaluation of the currency, the Iraqi dinar, and that's all a black operation, and it's not going to happen. Unfortunately, And there's several good reasons why that can't happen right now. But I see it another way. Everything's going to change, but not like anybody thinks, because I think this operation is on high levels above the president, and people talk in their sleep, so nobody on the ground really knows. But there is a good force faction that is overseeing a dynamic Peridium shift that is building up. This is all happening for not any reason, just at all, that this is coming out now. The time is now. The time is now, because the word gets around fast on the internet, and because of that, over time now, people have got to be able to expand their minds, because the poop is going to hit the fan, and they're going to fall over, and their brains are going to turn to mush because they can't handle too much information overload on all the truth coming out about all the lies and all this getting reconciled, rectified, you know, and these bad boys getting hauled off. And if you're reading alternative stuff, you can see it. It's all there, and it's been happening, and I've been following it. It's all good, but it's going to look to somebody that's a little green. It's going to look like bad news. What's coming out? You can complain about it, but look, we're the warlike creature. There's nothing outside of ourselves that is not us. We're one with everything there is. When I realized that I was the warlike creature, I'm the belligerent in the field. We have aggressive genes, and we're all got to accept accountability and responsibility for our part and stop complaining about these people who have helped us understand that must be not for us to judge, but to forgive them for they not know what they do kind of thing.
That's the whole point of us being here. You know, we're trying to bring out the truth and awaken people along the way. Tom, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Along the way, bring out as many people into the truth as we possibly can and let them. What's that, Mike? I heard Mike on the board saying we might have another caller. So, I think, once again, cryptocurrencies are tempting, but I think a really bad idea, and it's a really bad habit to get into, because what happens when they pull that plug? That's going to be the first thing to go. What are you going to do with your crypto wallet full of cryptocurrency? I mean, it just seems like the most ridiculously poor idea at this point in history, where the entire society and the banking establishment is on edge. Trump's running us off into another war after another war after another war. Military-industrial complex is just burgeoning. I read these headlines the other night. It's insane what's going on. You know, just on and on. Images of Russian Project 955A, SSBN revealed design changes. Pakistan reaffirms interest in acquiring T-129 ATAC combat helos. Big Sour withdraws from tender for G-36 replacement. Stiletto demonstrates efficiency of AP ammunition, equips SF units. Stiletto Systems' range of armor-piercing ammunition is in use in the Ukrainian Special Forces. Oh, boy, I wonder who's arming them. Once again, Stiletto Systems' range of armor-piercing ammunition is in use with the Ukrainian Special Forces operating in the Donbass region. It has completed several NATO standard test programs. Oh, great. The test centers have included the Royal Military Academy in Belgium. Oh, go figure. I guess so the Belgians are, along with the CIA, are arming the Ukrainian Special Forces with Stiletto Systems armor-piercing ammunition. Fantastic. Three Chinese VTOL UAVs complete high-altitude testing. U.S. Army's mobile protected firepower tank to skip development phase. You got to love that one. The U.S. Army's mobile protected firepower tank is going to skip the development phase. What did that mean? That probably means any type of safety testing or anything. Another money pit. Air-launched BrahMos NG missile likely to be ready by 2019. Oh, great. Following the Indian Air Force's first successful test launch of the BrahMos A Air supersonic cruise missile from a Sukhoi Su-30 MKI multi-role fighter. A Sukhoi, that's not made by Lockheed Martin. That's made by the Russians. The Russians. Here's the real Russian connection. India, the great India, teaming up with Russia. India is seeking to finalize development of the BrahMos NG variant by 2019. Great. Argentina starts inquiry on possible loss of submarine. IAF Kiran HJT-16 MK-1A trainer crashes shortly after takeoff. We get into a whole bunch of crashes here now. Crash to crash news about all this stuff that breaks down because it's Chinese junk made by a bunch of American ripoff companies. Do I make my point? This goes on 120 pages of a dozen articles per page. So thousands, one after another, the military-industrial complex drooling, getting excited every time Donald Trump steps to the podium and gives his "We need to make America great again" speech. We need to make America strong again. And Alex Jones comes out and says, "This is great. Our military is getting stronger." Oh, and by the way, he called Donald Trump Julius Caesar as if it was a good thing and said, "If you kill our Julius Caesar, you people on the left, this is, we're going to do this, that, and the third, blah, blah, blah." I said, "Did he just call Donald Trump Julius Caesar as if it were a good thing?" And I said, "Self, yes, he did. Good God. I mean, why anybody want to just answer the question, why is InfoWars not covering the Bundy trial? It's the trial of the century. It's an epic trial. They had crews there for the Bundy standoff when the cattle thing went down with the horses and the cowboys. The cowboys and the Nazis.
Politically off limits?
What is it? And they have to be being told they can't. How would anybody in their right mind not send a crew? But he's got crews running around chasing Hillary Clinton's motorcade, saying, "What'd you do? How come you didn't get divorced from Bill when he found out he was raping officers?" It's just absurd.
Well,
it's laughable. Eric, it's pathetic. It's like he turned his operation over to 12-year-olds with hair on their face. Go ahead, Chris.
Besides the fact that you had another call in the background, it was noteworthy that today they replaced Daniel Brinkman and Sam doing the Power Hour show, which had been on the BCN network, been doing some coverage of the Bundy trial and had Erica Parker and some others on there and talking about it. They've asked me about it several times when I've called in. And so they were actually giving, in fact, Daniel said that he was actually at the Bundy Ranch on a couple of occasions. So he saw what happened firsthand.
He was there. So he took food. Oh, yeah, he took a load of food out there for the standoff when those guys were eating potato chips on Easter. He took a load of food out. God bless him. Great broadcast he has with the Power Hour. He took over from Joyce after she passed away.
Well,
they canned him, and he was doing great. He kept right on going. I mean, he stayed political, and it was about freedom, and he's a believer in the Constitution. He's a Second Amendment guy, and he's a prepper and stuff, and he owns a food supply company. And
I hear the music.
Oh, I do hear music. Okay, yeah, feel free to turn that music up nice and loud, Mike. We got music, that means a break. We'll comment more on the Power Hour getting canned off GCN. Probably one of the reasons was because they were covering the Bundy trial. So let's talk about that when we get back after this break. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
My friends, welcome back to the broadcast. It is Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. We're going to get right to Daryl in a second. Hyundai selects Turkish 30mm naval gun system for Philippine Navy frigates. The Philippine Navy's new frigates will each feature a 30mm gun system from Esalon. The Turkish company is gaining a foothold in the region and is also in talks with the Philippine government regarding further orders for the Philippine Navy. Where's the one on the British Queen Elizabeth class ship being commissioned? I thought you'd get a kick out of this before we go to Daryl. The Royal Navy is... I got so many of these, I can't even find it. I can't even find what I'm looking for. There's so much military-industrial complex like news here, it makes me sick to my stomach. It's unbelievable. I might as well put that pile down. We'll get back to that later, but I think I made my point. Just military supplier deal after military supply deal after intelligence. Anyway, Daryl in Alabama, how are you, Daryl?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful here, guys. Good evening, Chris, Gary, Eric. Thanks for taking the call. So, listen, you covered a lot of ground tonight, and I just couldn't resist, and I appreciate what you're doing. Everything Gary brings to the table, and Chris and Eric there. So, what I hear is I hear a lot of people starting to wake up a little bit, but what I'm hearing mostly is that they want to talk and they want to fight over the injury, and they don't want to address the remedy. You know, the Sean Hannitys and the Limbos and the rest of them, you know, they're always talking about the injury, but do you ever notice in the last 20 years you never heard them actually get to what a remedy would look like?
Yeah, no. Whenever it comes to a solution, they don't want to go there.
Well, there's no profit in solutions, you know, doggone it. So it's left up to guys like you, Eric, and Chris.
Uh-oh.
I know it's a heavy burden to bear. But this is off subject, but I just want to throw in there that Sukhois are awesome airplanes. So,
But I just thought that was interesting. Yeah. How the military industrial complex is knows no borders.
Yeah. Well, you know, Smedley Butler in his book, War's a Racket. Listen, if anybody hasn't read that little, 2-hour read, please read it.
Who was it that said war is the health of the state? What was the name of the writer who said war is the health of the state? His name escapes me. I looked it up a few months ago, and I can't remember it. It wasn't a politician or a general. It was an author or a philosopher or a writer or something, a European guy, maybe. He was Northern European. I forget what his name is. It's escaping me. Can somebody look that up? War is the health of the state. And who wrote that? Mike on the board of not doing anything. Huh? Do you know?
Sounds like something Cicero would have said, but...
Smedley Butler, yeah, he was a very interesting character. Yeah. Tell the listeners who he is. Was.
Well, Smedley Butler was the most decorated Marine Corps man in history. I don't know, maybe somebody else surpassing, but he was a general. He commanded the Marine Corps. He was the most decorated Marine soldier in the history of the United States. And he wrote a book in the mid 30s detailing how he had been at the end of his career, he realized that his whole career had been a mercenary hitman for the corporations of America through South America, and he wrote a book, War is a Racket. He said the object of war being a racket is that the bankers bank the profits and they bury the losses and they don't talk about the losses. And that's in his words. So... It begs a question, Eric. Trump's always trumping about stating, let's make America great again. I just have a question. When was that? tell me what that looks like.
And it's not that particular word doesn't bother me too much as what when he's saying we need to make America strong again. That's the code word for. Beef up the military-industrial complex. You know, you can build all the walls and get us out of all the TPPs in the world and have the stock market go to some other unnaturally high level that does not reflect the true broken-down economy that we're in right now. And it does not going to matter if the military, if those, all these articles, oh, here it is, Queen Elizabeth, to finally, here we go, the UK Royal Navy's first Queen Elizabeth-class aircraft carrier is to complete its contractor's sea trials and formally join the fleet on 7th December 2000, well, I guess this year. UK Defense Secretary Galvin Williamson made the announcement on 16 November during his first visit to the carrier. Isn't that nice? Now they got a Queen Elizabeth carrier joining the fleet. Let's see, first TU-160 M2 airframe rolled out. The first TU-160 M2 supersonic strategic bomber was rolled out as the PJSC Tupolev Gorbunov Aircraft Plants Factory in Kazan, Russia on November 16th. The rollout took place in the presence of the commander of the long-range aviation, Lieutenant General Sergei Kobalash. So the Russians are arming to the teeth as well. Brazil's GSPI's defense system has finalized development funded of 70-millimeter, 2.75-inch caliber Strike 70 unguided air-to-surface rocket. IAF leverages VR for maintenance training. The Israeli Air Force is using virtual reality
headsets, and 3D models to provide maintenance training for technicians and engineers. The training systems have been developed by the IAS Educational Research and Development Section, located in... Okay, now you want to know whose company is supplying the Israeli aircraft industry with their NeuroTor, it's called? Betsy DeVos's NeuroCor down in Florida, where they're databasing as many people's brain waves as possible. And by the way, she's in charge of the children. The children. She's the head of the Department of Education. Okay, so look at the direct connection through the Department of Education to the Zionist establishment. Betsy DeVos, the director of the department, has a company that's supplying the Israeli defense technology with their NeuroTor, and here's the article that they're using virtual reality even for the technicians and the maintenance guys and girls. Northrop Grumman takes aim at GPS countermeasures with ASAF. Russian official says MENA country has Iskander E missiles. Challenger 2 trailed with RSY Iron Fist APS. I mean, it's mine. Dubai Air Show 2017. Raytheon offering new AMRAAM ER for an AMSAT type application. Holy blubbering gibberish, Batman. It's ungodly. The military industrial complex is on hyperspace, hyperdrive. Is it not, Daryl?
Yeah. Well, it absolutely is. And here's the sad lament of an outstanding presentation, what you laid out there, exemplifying what Smedley Butler talked about. He said, now listen, in the back of his little book, he's got it all laid out, the corporations, the names, the dates, the places. Are you ready? War profiteering.
Okay. Oh, no.
It's all war profiteering. Oh, yeah, I said it. It's war profiteering, but, you know, we have to be patriotic, and somewhere in there, God's going to bless us for this war, this warring for, what was the purpose again? I forgot.
Right, we long, right, it's like that thing where the fight has gone on for, what do you really, but, you know, this is where the intelligence agencies, and especially the Vatican one, are experts at creating a conflict where one really doesn't exist. So if you do forget about, like, why you were fighting in the first place and decide to just say, oh, why don't we just all stop fighting? Oh, no, a new 9/11, or a new mass shooting, or a new perfect little, you know, chaos to produce the order that they require to get their order out of chaos. And so maybe, gosh, you know, when was, I don't know if this is the year number 9 of the Obama administration. It's actually year number what? When was George Bush Sr. president? 1980? Wait a minute. When would George Bush Sr. come in? Huh? In the 80s sometime? 85? Right after Reagan?
Late 80s, yeah.
Late 80s, 88, 89?
Yeah.
So let's see. So this is actually year number almost, wow, gosh, like the year number 29 of the Bush administration. But, yeah, we don't want to leave Japan out of the picture. First E-2D for Japan makes maiden flight. The first Northrop Grumman. I guess you could call it an American company, but what company is, what corporation is American or foreign? I mean, they're all multinational. They know no borders. The first Northrop Grumman E-2D Advanced Hawkeye airborne early warning and control aircraft for Japan made its maiden flight on November 13th. The milestone, which was announced by the aircraft manufacturer 2 days later, took place at Northrop Grumman's. This goes on. Indian Navy signs a deal with Tata for portable diver detectors, sonars. The whole entire world is arming to the teeth. So, and then we get Donald Trump coming forward and saying, hey, this is the calm before the storm. Well, and I'm going to tell you what. I'm not telling you what that, like a little child on the playground threatening people. I'm not going to tell you what I mean. You just better look out. I'm going to do something. What do you mean? Why? Me to know and you to find out. For me to know and you to find out. That's what I'm hearing from the President of the United States. Rocket, getting up and calling the dictator of another country Rocket Man. Rocket Man's going to do this and Rocket Man's going to do that. And you better, we're going to burn you to the ground. Well, you, for me to know and you to find out, I'm not telling, but it's going to be something really bad. I mean, it's like watching a bunch of, and meanwhile, they're arming to the teeth with supersonic, hypersonic nuclear missiles and
particle accelerators and all this other 70 millimeter this and 120 millimeter that, and every type of armament and guidance system and technological and, you know, improvement in their mind. It's horrifying. Until we rein in this military-industrial complex, we're really screwed right now. And with Betsy DeVos, all these corporatists involved. I forgot to mention the six people from Goldman Sachs. You got Tillerson, Big Oil, head of the State Department. DeVos, head of NeuroCorp, supplying Israeli aircraft industries with brain monitoring systems. She's in charge of the children. Sessions, a career bar member, enforcing that drug war and AFSEP forfeiture and seizure. What's Trump delivering us? What's he delivering on? He's delivering us right into the hands of the New World Order, except it's going to be America at the head of the New World Order, and somehow that's going to be great. Yeah, you think you're going to get the title to your house or your farm back? You think that state police are going to not come kick in your door if you don't pay your taxes and take your house if the court orders it? Oh, we've got due, but constitutional sheriffs are going to provide due process. We're not going to confiscate anybody's property except unless there's due process from the local witch's court. Oh, that makes me feel a lot better. Great. I've seen what the local witch's courts do. They're worse than the federal witch's court by a long shot. Sometimes you get a little sliver of a maybe hope on an overturn appeal or something at an appellate or a higher level court where they have to hear a little closer to the constitutional standard, but only if there's court observers and phone blitzing and a lot of public pressure. That's really, they'll get away with whatever they can if they can do it in the dark. So, you know, anyway, do you have any comments on that, Daryl?
Well, my comments are, is when I was 13 years old, we used to get in rock fights, and we'd throw rocks and snowballs, and we'd throw things at each other like little boys do, you know. Well, now
they got their hands on the nuclear trigger now.
Yeah, right. They're throwing rocks. They just get better at throwing bigger and faster rocks, and
they're not going to go out and fight it.
Yeah.
They're not going to spill blood. Their daughters and sons and cousins, they're all going to, nephews and nieces are going to get a pass, and they're going to get a little college exemption or, you know, a gig doing, you know, duty 700 miles behind the front lines or, you know, something like that. They're not going to go out and spill. They always send somebody else to do it. That's why people stay out of this Antichrist system, man. Look what they just did to this general guy. Let's pretend that General Kelly... or not Kelly, was it Flynn, who just got supposedly railroaded. Now, keep in mind now, this guy was a lobbyist for Turkey. What the hell is he doing lobbying for the largest Muslim country in the world that wants our blood? And I mean, and we're selling them F-18s, and, you know, okay, we got another caller coming.
He made $800,000, Eric. He got paid $800,000 for it.
Well, he should have put his – that's pretty damn good money, and they're talking about – and Roger Stone. Yeah, Roger Stone's on another network crying how Mr. Flynn is broke now. Well, you know, he should have saved some of his $800,000, and he should have not got into the attorneys. You fight your own case. Well, look, you like they are going to do – that's probably where he went broke to, is trying to pay legal costs, thinking that the lawyers are going to get him off. Oh, that's right. Yeah, there's going to be an attorney out there who's going to come to your – very few and far between, like maybe the Rutherford Institute and a few others. I could count them almost on my hands and my toes if they were lucky. Daryl, thanks a lot for the call. I think we got another caller, so can you check in with us later in the week?
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. Bye, guys.
Good call. Good hearing from you. I always like hearing from Daryl in Alabama. Appreciate the call. Mike, who do we have next? Ken in Fort Worth. We're getting right to our callers now. Ken, go ahead, my friend.
Hey, there's a book called The Plot to Seize the White House by Jules Archer. It tells you all the whole story about Smedley Butler and how he stopped a communist takeover of the White House, and somebody threw about $17,000 on the bed trying to buy him off, for one. Hey, another thing is it looks like the Marines got about $35 trillion out of the back of there or somewhere out of the CIA place in Langley, Virginia. You go to FORWINDS 10. Go down the 2nd of August, 2nd of November, by Fulford. And he tells you all the story. He's got like I think a submarine gives you 21 items. It's very informative.
Interesting, interesting. Well, thanks for that tip. Anything else there?
Yeah, we talk about Treasury Gate story. Tommy Lee Bucket from Amarillo, he claimed that there was bearer bonds in a Dallas Federal Courthouse. I go over to Dallas Federal Courthouse and ask the guards, have they seen the bonds? And has Trump come down there to get them?
Of course, the answer was a blank stare, I'm sure, like a deer in the headlights. Yeah, but we know the answer is, of course not. Look, we know who those bonds since the bankruptcy and all the other pieces put into place, like the Federal Reserve debt bond notes that enslaved us there, the 14th Amendment that enslaved us back in the 1800s, and the martial laws that never really were repealed, only in name only.
In fact, the 14th Amendment made everybody slaves.
Everything is in the hands of the international bankers out of London and Rome. That's who's holding the paper, and the royal families of Europe who's holding the paper on this country right now. And they think because we were born in this country, we're somehow legitimately born into their debt slavery. I wasn't born I didn't concede to anything. And I've already posted my withdrawal consent.
You know, sometimes you can learn things. Like we went with my wife and I went down to the court. We're supposed to go in front of a judge, and the bailiff gives you a little ticket there, and we wrote, I'm not a corporation, don't live in a zone, don't live in a metro. He says, well, we'll get back to you. This was in 06.
Yeah, they never did.
No, but no, sometimes you learn things by accident. Evidently, we disappeared in front of her.
Excellent point. A very good point there. This is why going out to do courtroom observing or handing out jury nullification flyers, you're going to bump into somebody you never met, who you have something in common with, and may learn something very important from. You're going to meet other people who will courtroom observe for you. If you have to go in front of court, you can do the same for them. You may, you never know. There's the little surprise, things that you don't realize you're going to run into. And the day always will go better than you think it does, and you'll receive all kinds of benefits down the road from your activism, people, because, you know, I do believe in rewards.
Hey,
go ahead.
Get on the internet and Google Rice McLeod. We used to go listen to him talk, and I met a couple guys, and the one guy tried to pay off his house with a bond, and he put a fence around his house, and he had a couple dogs, and I had my TV camera when he came in that day, and he went to court, and the problem is he didn't follow up on the thing, and they took his house. But I learned something. But he said something about sending something to Puerto Rico, and I go, what's going on down in Puerto Rico with the money system? You guys know?
I'm not familiar with Puerto Rico, but listen, thanks for the call. We appreciate you checking in with us.
Later.
Okay, buddy, thank you. I wanted to see if I can take the last few minutes to talk about it. Let me see if this will come up on my screen or if I'm going to... Okay, let's try. We're going to try to pull this up. I'm going to give you some general headlines on NeuroLaw. NeuroLaw, N-E-U-R-O. Law, L-A-W. What is NeuroLaw? Boy, they're not talking about this on any other broadcast. NeuroLaw is an emerging field of interdisciplinary study that explores the effects of discoveries in neuroscience on legal rules and standards. Exploring the effects of discoveries in neuroscience on legal rules and standards. Oh, great. Drawing from neuroscience, philosophy, social psychology, cognitive neuroscience, and criminology, NeuroLaw practitioners seek to address descriptive and predictive. Let's see, let's go to this next one here. I'm just going to give you some highlights of here. Interdisciplinary field which links the brain to law facilitates the pathway to better understanding of human behavior in order to regulate it. Let me read that slower. NeuroLaw. As an interdisciplinary field which links the brain to law, it facilitates the pathway to better understanding of human behavior in order to regulate it accurately through incorporating neuroscience achievements in legal studies. If that doesn't make you vomit right there, I kind of want to read it again, but I really don't because I don't want to get sick here at almost midnight before I go to bed. So I'm going to pull up, let me cancel that one out, and I want to pull up to see if this one article in particular comes up. Here we go. And this is from Whoops, I gotta go to the other one there. Hang with me, people. There we go. This is going to be a project for tomorrow. I got the white screen. Oh, boy, they don't want me reading this one. This is from the Neuroscience Journal. Yeah, that should come up right now, but it's probably not going to. So let's give that about 10 more seconds. And it looks like, okay, so this will be a project for another day. But I want to encourage people to stay tuned for the program on NeuroLaw, because as you can see, they're using brain function analysis. And how do you create the creative mind? How do you quantify that? You really can't. They're gonna find little identifiers and little, you know, changes in activity in certain lobes as you think about certain things. You can't quantify that specifically and nail it down to where you're going to trust the attorneys to come in and start codifying things at the legislature so the witch's court can make all these bizarre decisions and, oh, my God, rulings. It's some of the implications are absolutely amazing. It blows the mind how this is going to be very dangerous. In 2007, a $10 million grant from the MacArthur Foundation created the Law and Neuroscience Project, a multi-university consortium. Oh, great! The university professors are going to be researching the Law and Neuroscience Project. Vanderbilt University professor, a leading neuroscholar. I'm going to print out a few things so I have the hard copy, so in case my screen goes blank like it just did, it's all right. We'll have the piece of paper right in my hand. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. I hear the music. That means I have to thank everybody, the callers. I want to thank Chris and Gary for bearing with us tonight. And thank Mike on the board. I want to thank Mike Herzog and John Stantmiller. I want to thank Tom Lacavara. We're so glad he's in a position to be with us sometime. We'll see if we can get him on again a couple nights this week. We'll see how Tom's schedule is doing right now. But people, beware of NeuroLaw. This is the wave of the witch's court future, digging into people's minds and telling them, you're not right with this or you're not right with that. Off to the gulag! Well, the news will be better. The truth will set you free. When it gets overwhelming, put it back on the Creator, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night on Resurrect the Republic on the RBN Network.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches?